This week, Anthropic filed for its IPO at $965 billion, and on the same day published an essay arguing that artificial intelligence is now meaningfully starting to build the next artificial intelligence. The pitch to investors and the warning to the world arrived in the same envelope. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of June 5th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, the partnership map of 2024 is officially gone. Microsoft launched its own frontier models to stop using OpenAI's. OpenAI moved on to Anthropic's biggest distribution channel. Anthropic filed an S-1 while publishing a recursive self-improvement warning, and Uber put a number on the cost of all of it. Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, Anthropic had a five-act week. Walk us through it.
As we reported last Friday, Anthropic closed the $65 billion Series H at $965 billion post-money. This week, the company built on that in four moves. Monday, June 1st, Anthropic confidentially filed a draft S-1 with the SEC, targeting an October IPO. Some reporting puts the targeted public valuation as high as $1.75 trillion. Wednesday, Project Glasswing expanded from roughly 50 founding partners to about 200 organizations across 15 countries, with the Mythos class model now credited with finding more than 10,000 high or critical severity vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure. And on Thursday, the Anthropic Institute published an essay titled, "When AI Builds Itself." That's the one to pay attention to.
Walk us through the numbers in it.
More than 80% of code merged into Anthropic's production systems in May was authored by Claude, up from low single digits before February 2025. Engineering shipped roughly 8 times more code per quarter than in 2024. Autonomous task length jumped from 4 minutes in March 2024 to 12 hours 1 year later, with week-long autonomy projected for 2027. SWE bench saturated in 2 years. Core bench, which measures whether AI can reproduce published scientific research, went from 20% success in 2024 to saturation in 15 months. Claude hit a 52x speedup on optimization tasks in April, up from 3x a year prior. And on open-ended research judgment, models beat human researchers 64% of the time in April, up from 51% in November. Anthropic's own line, "We are not at the recursive self-improvement stage yet, but it could come sooner than most institutions are prepared for."
And the policy ask.
An internationally coordinated mechanism that could slow or temporarily pause frontier development, with Anthropic committing to do so if other frontier developers also do so in a verifiable manner. That's a remarkable sentence to put in print during the same week you file an S-1.
Your read.
Three things are happening at once, and they point in different directions. Anthropic is racing to public markets on revenue that genuinely exists. Annualized run rate passed $47 billion in May, up from $10 billion a year ago, with the first profitable quarter forecast this month. That's the bull case, and it's real. Second, the company is publishing what amounts to an alarm bell about the technology generating that revenue. The loop between AI and the next AI is tightening, and the safeguards aren't ready. Third, the investors being asked to buy the IPO in October are being told by the issuer that the product may be approaching a capability threshold its own creators consider dangerous. Michael Burry. Yes, the big short Burry. Used the wave to expand his short positions and said publicly that nothing in the Anthropic or SpaceX S-1 suggests they're worth a trillion. Whether Burry or Dario Amodei reads this moment correctly will define the back half of 2026.
And Bennett's editorial column on this. The Anthropic essay is exactly the kind of self-restraint signal that distinguishes a Western frontier lab from a state-directed Chinese one. Beijing isn't publishing papers asking the world to slow down. Anthropic is. That credibility is worth something at IPO, and it's worth more than something to allied governments. Let's get into the week in AI. Theme 1. The OpenAI Microsoft alliance broke at the product layer.
Microsoft Build 2026, Tuesday, June 2nd. Satya Nadella unveiled a suite of in-house MAI models that, taken together, are Microsoft's clearest statement that it's done renting OpenAI's intelligence. The marquee is MAI Thinking 1, Microsoft's first reasoning model. Sparse mixture of experts, 35 billion active parameters, roughly a trillion total, 256,000 token context, trained from scratch on clean, commercially licensed data with zero distillation from third-party frontier models. Performance, 97% on AIM 2025, 94.5% on AIM 2026, parity with Claude Opus 4.6 on SWE Bench Pro. In a surge blind human evaluation across 1,276 tasks, raters preferred MAI Thinking 1 to Claude Sonnet 4.6.
And the coding stack.
MAI Code 1 Flash, shipping today to GitHub Copilot individual users. And Project Polaris, a code-specialized model that replaces GPT-4 Turbo as the default GitHub Copilot engine by August, running on Microsoft's own Maya chips with an IP indemnification guarantee for enterprises. Polaris reportedly beats GPT-4 Turbo on low-resource languages like Rust and Haskell. Plus Scout, an autonomous agent built on the open-source OpenClaw framework, with its own Entra identity and a policy conformance system that produces an audit trail for every action. And the Surface RTX Spark DevBox, one petaflop of personal AI compute, co-built with NVIDIA.
So what does this mean?
For 1.8 million enterprise GitHub Copilot subscribers, the default brain switches from GPT-4 Turbo to Polaris in August. That's when this becomes visible. Microsoft is now a frontier model competitor to its largest investee, its own reasoning model, its own coding model, its own agent stack, its own chips, its own personal AI hardware. Bennett, the editorial point here. When the largest distribution channel for OpenAI builds a parallel stack in the same week Anthropic files an S1, the oligopoly is reconfiguring at speed. This is healthy competition working exactly as intended. Vertical integration as defense, not as monopoly.
OpenAI's counterpunch landed the same day. Frontier models on AWS Bedrock.
GPT-5.5, GPT-5.4, and Codex are now generally available through Amazon's Enterprise AI platform. Pricing matches OpenAI's first-party rates. GPT-5.4 also available in AWS GovCloud, opening federal and defense deployments. For 2 years, Anthropic's revenue rocket was significantly powered by being the only credible frontier model native to Bedrock, which meant every large enterprise on an AWS contract reached for Claude first. That moat just disappeared. The Hacker News reaction was blunt. Anthropic better get that IPO out soon. And notice the scrambled alliances. OpenAI shipping on the cloud platform run by Anthropic's largest investor. In the same week, Microsoft built models to stop using OpenAI. The clean partnership map is gone. It's everyone against everyone now.
Theme 2. The bill is becoming concrete. Uber put a number on it.
Uber instituted a $1,500 per engineer, per month, per tool cap on agentic coding software after burning its full year 2026 AI tooling budget in 4 months. The cap is per tool. Claude Code gets $1,500. Cursor gets $1,500. So an engineer using both has an effective $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year ceiling. Context. 95% of Uber engineers now use Claude Code or Cursor, and roughly 10% of code committed at Uber is generated by AI agents. Some engineers were burning between $500 and $2,000 a month before the cap landed. Simon Willison's analysis is what made this story stick. He calculates the cap at roughly 11% of Uber's median engineer compensation of $330,000. And disclosed his own usage runs around $1,000 a month against each lab, costs he currently pays only $100 for via subsidized individual plans. His line, those subsidized rates are no longer available to companies like Uber.
So, pair this with Microsoft canceling most Claude Code licenses last month, the $500 million Claude bill one consulting client burned in a single month, and Cognition's Devin hitting $492 million in ARR.
You get the bifurcated picture. Revenue is exploding for the labs, and enterprise CFOs are drawing hard lines. Every 2026 budget cycle now has Uber's number as the ceiling. Cognition, Series D this week. $1 billion at $26 billion valuation, more than double in 8 months, with 89% of Cognition's own committed code now written by Devin itself. Goldman Sachs, Mercedes-Benz, U.S. military, all listed as customers. Both stories are true in the same week.
Theme 3. Trump's AI executive order finally landed.
After months of debate, Trump signed an executive order Tuesday asking, but not requiring, AI companies to submit their most powerful new models for federal cyber review for up to 30 days before public release. The earlier draft proposed 90 days. Musk and Zuckerberg lobbied it down to 30. The order explicitly bans use of the framework for mandatory licensing, pre-clearance, or permits. It directs NIST to establish a classified benchmark within 60 days for AI cyber capabilities, tasks the DOJ with prosecuting criminal misuse, and creates a cybersecurity clearinghouse spanning Treasury, Defense, NSA, and DHS.
Your read.
Meaningfully softer than the Biden order Trump rescinded. But two structural features will matter. Pre-release review of frontier models, even if voluntary today, and a classified cyber capability benchmark that will become the de facto bright line for export controls. The libertarian read is honest. Voluntary today, mandatory the moment a Mythos class incident makes news. The American competitiveness read is that 30 days is workable and lets the US claim guardrails while leaving China nothing comparable. The European read won't appear here. Brussels is still finalizing AI Act implementation acts, which brings us neatly to Mistral.
Mistral held its first AI Now Summit in Paris.
Three big moves. 1. Le Chat is dead, rebranded as Vibe, with work mode integrating Google Workspace, Slack, Outlook, SharePoint, GitHub, and code mode bringing parallel agents into VS Code. 2. An industrial AI stack with Airbus, BMW, ASML, BNP Paribas, and a deal where Voxtral now powers Alexa Plus in Europe. 3. A new 10-megawatt inference data center at Les Ulis opening Q3. The subtext, called out by Italian researcher Antires and others on HN, Mistral has fallen meaningfully behind on raw model quality since Q3 2025. Gemma 4 and Qwen 3.6 are now best in class for open weights. Mistral is conceding the model race and betting on sovereignty, on-prem, and regulated industries.
Aaron, your editorial.
Europe's frontier AI hope is repositioning from "we'll beat the Americans" to "we'll be the trusted on-prem option for regulated European industry." It's probably the only viable play, given that AI Act compliance overhead has structurally disadvantaged anyone trying to ship at frontier pace. But Europe just publicly accepted second-tier model quality as a permanent condition. The productivity gap between European and American knowledge work widens this year. That's the bureaucratic overregulation tax, and Mistral's customers are paying it, not Brussels. The receipt is in.
Speaking of open weights, Google released Gemma 4 12B.
Wednesday. 12 billion parameter dense decoder-only transformer that handles text, images, video, and native audio with no traditional encoders. Vision uses a lightweight 35 million parameter module converting image patches directly into tokens. For audio, raw 16 kHz waveforms project directly into the model's token space. No audio encoder at all. Fits in 16 GB of VRAM or unified memory. Runs on a consumer MacBook. Matches Google's larger 26 billion parameter MoE Gemma on benchmarks at less than half the memory footprint. Apache 2.0 license. Day one support for VLLM, Llama.cpp, MLX. Gemma has crossed 150 million cumulative downloads.
The unanswered question on Hacker News was, why is Google releasing something this capable for free?
The cynical answer is the right one. Every Gemma user that doesn't switch to a Chinese open-weight model is one less data point feeding DeepSeek's next training run. Open weights from Google is a defensive move against Hangzhou. And as I keep saying, when Western developers route work through Chinese inference, they donate training signal to a rival nation. Gemma 4 is the alternative.
One quieter story that I think matters more than people are giving it credit for. Berkeley CS failure rates tripled.
UC Berkeley Spring 2026. 35.3% of CS10 students and 10.6% of CS61A students received F grades, versus under 10% in either class in 2024 and 2025. Department guideline is 7% of lower division students should get D's or F's. Actual rate is 5 times higher. Teaching professor Dan Garcia explicitly identifies a vast increase in academic dishonesty. Students leaning on Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini for homework, and collapsing on in-person exams. Nearly 30 CS10 students caught cheating in spring alone. Upper division students arriving without basic linear algebra fluency, despite passing prerequisites. The same week, the Leiden Declaration was published. Over 150 mathematicians, including Fields medalists Peter Scholze and Terence Tao, warning that AI is corrupting mathematical proof, attribution, and review.
So what's the synthesis?
First, concrete academic data showing AI tools are actively hurting student learning at one of the world's top CS programs. Pair it with the mathematician's declaration, and you get a quiet, growing professional consensus. The tools aren't broken, but the norms around them are. The pipeline of junior engineers entering the workforce in 2027 and 2028 may be measurably weaker on fundamentals. The labs better hope their agents really do scale, because the humans coming through the funnel right now have outsourced the disciplines that produce judgment.
Last one. The infrastructure squeeze got visible. 3 data points.
DDR5 memory prices have quadrupled in 12 months. 32-gigabyte kits that were $90 in October now start at $375. HP's CFO disclosed memory and storage rose from 15 to 18% of its PC bill of materials to roughly 35%. SK Group's chairman said publicly the squeeze lasts through 2030. 2. SoftBank committed up to 75 billion euros to build 5 gigawatts of AI data centers in France, partnering with Macron, EDF, and Schneider Electric. Phase 1 is 45 billion euros for 3.1 gigawatts in Hauts-de-France by 2031. Masayoshi Son hinted full system investment is closer to 750 billion when downstream infrastructure is counted. And 3. SK Hynix crossed a $1 trillion market cap on May 27th, the first non-US company outside the Magnificent Seven to do so. Up roughly 250% year-to-date on HBM demand. Holds 52% of HBM market share globally.
Read together.
AI CapEx is no longer abstract. It's reshaping consumer PC budgets, enterprise CFO conversations, and national industrial policy. France just leapfrogged Germany and the UK as Europe's AI infrastructure hub. South Korea now has two of the world's most valuable companies, both selling shovels for the gold rush. And on the consumer side, if you're building a PC this summer, you're paying the AI tax at Newegg. The CapEx story is spilling into the visible world.
Aaron, zoom out. 3 threads this week.
1. The frontier oligopoly is reconfiguring at speed. A week ago, the conventional map was Microsoft, OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, with Microsoft and OpenAI as a tight team. This week, Microsoft launched competing models. OpenAI moved its frontier to AWS Bedrock, and Anthropic filed an IPO at near $1 trillion valuation. No clean alliances left. Every major lab competing on models, runtimes, identity, governance, and hardware simultaneously. That's market discipline producing better outcomes than any top-down review program could deliver.
2.
The bill is coming due, physically. 75 billion euros in France.
$87 billion in headline SoftBank CapEx, DDR5 quadrupling, SK Hynix joining the trillion-dollar club, Uber capping engineer AI spending at $1,500 a month. The infrastructure spend is real, which means the revenue case has to become real. Anthropic's $47 billion run rate is the proof point. Whether October's IPO investors agree at $1.75 trillion is the test.
And three.
The quiet costs are getting louder. Berkeley CS failure rates triple. The Leiden Declaration. Meta employees forcing a rollback of keystroke surveillance. Anthropic publishing a recursive self-improvement warning while filing for an IPO. The pattern is unmistakable. The people closest to the technology are waving flags about what we're trading away. In the same breath, they're asking public market investors to fund more of it. Bennett, the through line for me is this. The Western Frontier Labs are racing each other for revenue and capability, regulating themselves enough to keep credibility, and shipping the kind of work. Anthropic's vulnerability disclosure framework, Google's open gem awaits, that allied governments can actually build on. Brussels is still over-regulating itself into irrelevance. Beijing is still running the open-source flood strategy, and Anthropic is asking the rest of the frontier to slow down with it. Whether anyone takes that ask seriously is the question that defines the rest of 2026.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.